Handcrafted instruments that once regaled listeners with melodic arpeggios of music were transformed into beautiful works of art, not for the ear, but for the eye. Jill Carlson, the coordinator for Art of Note, shares the purpose behind the event that will assist young musicians across the state.
It's a fundraising benefit for WISO, Wisconsin Youth Symphony Orchestras, and 11 local and nationally known visual artists were given unplayable violins and asked to create works of art in their own unique style.
Each instrument was displayed to reflect the inimitable fashion of the artist who created them. The violins included the signature pebble design of Lee Weiss, the modern multicolored squiggles of Richard Lazzaro, and a motif of butterflies and hummingbirds by John Wilde. WISO Board of Directors member Greg Johnson described this violin by San Diego-based artist Fujika Isamura.
She always puts herself in her own work, and so this violin, which is gold leaf and the beautiful azure blue sky, she has the red barns of Wisconsin, the black and white cow, and there she is in a kimono playing a violin. And it's absolutely a spectacular piece.
Joan Zingali, whose paintings are inspired by nature, saw in the violins many of the same shapes in her work with flowers. She described the neck and tuning board of her violin.
If you look at the shape of this piece, it's very reminiscent to the shape of the lilies. And so that sort of helped that I have other lilies that I grow in my garden. And then this is supposed to be like a rose on top, you know, because the center of that sort of looks like how a rose would grow. So that's what that is on either side, and then the back is just leaves.
Croatian-born painter Marco Spalatin wanted the shape of the violin to be part of the overall presentation of his work.
I work with geometric abstraction, and I've been doing that for over 35 years. I work over my strength, which is the area that I've been exploring of color, light, and form in a certain personal way. So I approached this with the idea that I could integrate it rather than decorate it. I mean, instead of just using a violin as a canvas and then just paint something on it, I wanted to integrate it so that the shape of the violin makes some sense with my shape.
The violins will be awarded to lucky holders of raffle tickets that will be drawn in late May. Art of Note organizers say they are pleased with advanced ticket sales and look forward to continuing the event next year. But WISO board member Johnson says they may select another instrument.
It's easy for the artist to work with something this size. Now, we don't know what the instrument will be, which is why our project is called Art of Note, not Violins of Note.
For insurance purposes, each violin was assigned a dollar value by the artist, ranging from $600 to $6,000. One piece decorated with a technique called rose mulling by Platteville-based artist Lois Mueller was acquired for a donation in the amount of $5,000. For Wisconsin Public Radio, this is James Mills in Madison.